This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
But our next guests have done exactly that. They've won the, it actually says, multiple helpments. Multiple.
It's a bit deceitful.
No. And Green Room Award winners, Jackie Dark and Kanan Breen. Hello.
Hello, darling.
Lovely to have you in. Now, we always assume people out there know who everybody is, but of course they don't.
Oh, God, I mean, nobody knows who we are. Know. Are you serious?
Well,
you,
who are you? What do you do?
You both are very well known in the opera world, aren't you?
We are, which means we're not famous at all, really.
Yes, exactly.
We're not blind and we're not three, so, you know, it's pretty hard to come by notoriety unless you've got some angle.
You've got to have a gimmick.
She's got big boobies.
Yeah, but they don't get you far either. Most of us do.
It's true. No.
Have you ever thought about finding it like some kind of ailment or something?
Like actually just doing a bit of a...
It'll happen eventually. Don't rush it.
Actually just maiming each other, like chopping each other apart and things.
Yeah, exactly. Why not?
We could do that.
But you've, I guess basically that keeps you very busy, doesn't it? Because you've both been involved with the opera for a very long time.
Jackie a lot longer than me.
Oh, well, I'm significantly older. I'm only a couple of years older.
When did you start then? How did you get into opera? You obviously auditioned for something and you got
Look, I fell into it by mistake. I started out doing musicals and had a friend who was doing opera and said, oh, I think you should sing this stuff. And I was like, what? And the first opera I ever really heard was the first one I sang. So it was just complete luck that I loved it straight away, but I had never really known that it existed.
That's amazing, but you must have trained classically then to be able to do that.
Yes.
Because you don't, you know, you don't just come from the X Factor, do you, just to get into it?
Oh, we could.
Increasingly, you can, it would appear.
I think anything's possible.
Yeah. Well, have you ever thought about doing that then? Like,
going in reverse and going from opposite.
Yeah, exactly. Well, why not,
do you think they'd love our stylings?
Why not?
We've got the goods?
Well, it depends.
I don't know.
That wasn't a yes.
Yes. He's shaking his head.
Depends what number you do, doesn't it? Now, you diversify because you do cabaret as well.
We do.
We saw your show and we thought, that doesn't look that hard. No. I mean, really.
We've been inspired.
Exactly. Yeah. But you've gone with an amazing, obviously, Kurt Vile. Is that the main material that you're doing?
No, it's like surprisingly enough, it actually started out as there was a heap of Kurt Vile and a heap of Jacques Brel, which there still is a bit of, but gradually got kind of darker and weirder, and now we've got, you know, Amanda Palmer and, you know, some Kinks and some, you know, really, it just got weirder. So there's still the Vile and the Brel, but yeah, we both had heaps of songs that we loved and we just chucked everything at it and changed the style of them.
So how does it morph into being an opera singer or working in opera to then suddenly going, all right, stuff this. I want to do it more cabaret and I want to chuck this in and that in and whatever. How does that actually come about?
I think we've always wanted to do cabaret, me more than Kane, because I've loved it for a lot longer than he has, it has to be said.
And is it because it's not as regimented, isn't it?
I think it's just there's an opportunity to just completely be yourself.
Yes.
And which is a good or bad thing in our case. It may not, it may.
Yeah. And there's a different quotient of vocal purity to storytelling where, you know, whereas in the opera world, one is expected to maintain a pristine vocal line at all points.
And cabaret doesn't matter how good or bad you sing.
Yeah, we love it. It's awesome. And we can drink during a season. It's great.
You
can
I was saying. I'm not talking anymore.
No, but
I'm really not. I'm looking out the window.
Oh, he is. He's impossible to work with. See what I'm stuck with.
If there's loads of you then in the opera and in whatever you're doing, do you ever just stand there and mime? Have you ever done that?
Once when I was in the chorus back in the day, I had laryngitis for about a month and I couldn't sing and I was singing in the tenor line in the chorus and I got so used to lip syncing that I forgot to stop lip syncing when the chorus had stopped singing and Carmen was still singing and I was still there going,
oh my God, that's great.
I just would have looked like a little Nancy on stage singing along with the
that
lead.
That is inevitable.
I don't exactly like that's anything new.
Now, because we were saying you've got your gig gigs coming up in Sydney, you had a massive online campaign. Everyone wanting to
it
get behind you, didn't you?
Fun. It was. I mean, yeah. it came
what
from
are the names? Have you noticed any? Because you're called Strange Bedfellows,
we are.
And I think we know why.
Yes. Well, you it's know. Yes. It's,
why,
it's,
Michael? Why?
Well, because you've got Nancy and the Tramp. But
can we use that as the title of our next cabaret?
You must.
Nancy and the Tramp.
But there was everybody wanted to have a to get behind you, didn't they? Which is lovely.
It was really gorgeous. And basically, we did an anti publicity campaign, which was we got all of our famous friends to basically say how much they hated the
show. All three of them.
All three of them.
They were
three. There was a lot in there.
There was. Some were C, D list though. So I reckon we got three good ones. Quite a few also rans.
Guess who? Don't sue.
Luke Gallagher. Yeah. Well, what we want really then is when you're going to be doing your Melbourne gigs, you've got to come in, you've got to give us a number.
We'd love to.
I think that's what we need, isn't
totally.
It, Glenn?
Yeah. Indeed.
Yeah.
Lovely.
So basically, people, you're going to do some shows in Melbourne in the new year.
Yes, in February.
Now, you already know when they are, yeah.
Yeah, February. I think it's the 18th to the 22nd.
I think you're right.
And where are you
I
on
think
at?
You're right, Kanan.
At the Butterfly Club,
wow,
Michael.
We love
which apparently is called the Butt Club, which I had no idea. Oh, am I allowed to say that?
Oh, you can say that.
The name of it? Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. Well, we definitely want you back.
Can't wait for that.
We want your back too.
Marvellous.
Thanks, guys.
See ya.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.